selling and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond, the official narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. However, right now, for every $100 donation or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in the size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about RBN, spread the word about free speech in style, for that matter. Excellent conversation starters. I recommend everyone utilize that opportunity whenever they can. And there are many ways you can donate, folks. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, or money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I'm doing a solo broadcast today. Don't have someone scheduled to join me here, but I am welcoming folks to call in if anyone wants to today. You know, I will take some calls, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or if you don't have the minutes, that's 800-313-9443. Biden is now saying we're going to need 98% vaccinated before we can return to normal. Just keeps pushing the bar, you know, a little bit further. Not just him, but, I mean, everywhere we're getting this. You know, it's the, I love that a term David Icke uses, the totalitarian tiptoe. Now, just inching you a little bit further. Can't ask too much at once. That would, you know, that wouldn't go over so well, especially with all that these elitists, so-called, have planned. So just get you complying a little bit more, and then, hey, it'll be a little easier next time. You swallow your pride and your principles. Disregarded. I mean, over in Israel as well, for that matter, they're complaining significantly. It's now pretty clear to most of the population there that they want two boosters for everyone, so four shots minimum. And we have some footage of them rising up in protest. After being told more shots needed, always more shots, shifting the bar. But yeah, over here, Biden now is saying 98% because, you know, he doesn't want any holdouts. He understands that he's just a pawn pushing the will of this Great Reset agenda, which is made quite clear at the World Economic Forum website. A new normal of centralized digital control. That starts with the health passport. And you can add on social credit score. You can add on digital currencies. Add on basically anything and everything. You know, any ID you need, a driver's license. And eventually just a chip, of course, in your palm, right? That's the end game. If you don't have that chip, which is authorizing you to purchase food, back to the wasteland with you. And so, yeah, 98%. And I guess there's another staged Biden shot administration getting his booster shot for the camera. And I'm sure we're very confident there's no saline there. That's all the goodness of the booster that, of course, Biden trusts as much as anyone. And we're hearing more and more discussion that they are going to vary. They have been varying. I figured as much, you know, just because Canada orders enough to dose their population, what, three times over or something, doesn't mean shots one and two in the booster, sequential boosters, are going to be identical. And well, with a lot of these companies, batches, that's certainly is just what I suspected. They are varying the amounts. And, well, many are suggesting that it's deliberate as far as making sure more people take these shots, the initial shots, that is, before more actually start having serious consequences. So we have a protest similar to the Australian truckers blocking off access roads going on in Italy now. Italian truck drivers blocking the roads. We had some Twitter videos out there showing some of the target points. I don't know. It's amazing how much they want to push these narratives of overcrowded hospitals and yet fire all of the staff, you know, the staff, which, well, Steve Elkins was pointing this out. I'd be offended just as much if I were him. You know, these frontline healthcare workers who were good enough the last year and a half, suddenly they're not good enough. You know, if they don't comply to this shot, we don't need you anymore. In New York, they're decreeing that you don't even have access to unemployment if you're fired for not getting the shot. Now, a lot of people were suggesting, including Mr. Elkins, you're better off having someone fire you, regardless of your line of work, rather than quitting in protest against the shot. And, of course, yeah, well, at least legally, implicate more of the blame upon this corporation. The more fallout evidence we find of the damage and deaths these shots are ultimately causing to the population. But no, at the moment, at least in New York, for example, you know, you're not going to get unemployment if you're fired for not taking these shots. It's just unbelievable. The desensitization, which people are already being subject to, all going quite smoothly, I'm sorry to say. But there was a protest against the vaccine mandates in New York City. Some people were chanting USA, one of them. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to gain too much momentum unless they really have some stronger talking points than USA, you know? How about private Federal Reserve? Private Federal Reserve? Private Federal Reserve? That might get a little people nervous. Get a little bit of the elitists nervous. And what is the VAERS system? really reporting, for that matter. I mean, we're hearing that it is largely funded by the government. So, of course, things are going to be tweaked. Manipulations are going to be standard place for the perception required, needed. Continue pushing for the jabs. Can't really give much true data if you want that to be successful. And we have, what, 11 reporting systems that are actively tabulated both here and overseas combined that I've heard referenced. I haven't had like a full list of them, but again, this is just partial data. We've had, even going back a month or two ago, what, about 45, 46,000 between two reporting systems of U.S. and Europe alone, of deaths, that is. It's well over 600,000 at that point in those two systems regarding adverse events. And again, that it's typically less than 1%, which are reported, which are estimated to be reported, and the amount of effort, it's like over a half hour, no compensation whatsoever, and of course it has to be done by the doctor. Most of these aren't being filled out. Everyone in the medical community is confirming this. Most of these are not being filled out. So 1% is not an exaggeration, I would think. These are estimates and figures coming from people who have careers in this, who've been in this for decades in many cases. And as far as the, I wanted to get to economic news a bit, but there's a lot to talk about with just the PSYOP permanently at this point, perpetually, that is. Majority of people now believe the pandemic is a Trojan horse for permanent socialism. Well, yeah, that's a pretty concise way to put it. How about corporatism or corporate totalitarianism, really? Because the centralized digital medical passport to be expanded and connected with other areas, as I mentioned, it's really about total control, absolute control. And centralization. And totalitarianism seems like the most appropriate word there. We have a lot of relatively mild-mannered outlets now speaking out against all of these organizations. The United Nations, World Health Organization, I mean, more and more people are actually finding out just how much these are compromised, how much of their funding comes from the pharmaceutical industry, and are not happy. Well, we've had millions of Chinese residents lose power after widespread unexpected blackouts. A power company was warning this is the new normal. They actually sent out a message on social media, I guess it was a tweet, suggesting outages would become the new normal. Then later that post was deleted. So someone else at the company said, hey, wait, no, we don't really want to say that. But I'm still looking for a further indication of this banking crisis in China spreading internationally throughout. I mean, it's pointing to just inevitable overflow into other markets, because it's actually far less contained. I mean, it as far as comparisons even to the Lehman Brothers incident, Lehman Brothers was much more diversified than Evergrande. and better capitalized, is what we're hearing. The bankruptcy of the Chinese real estate company Evergrande is much more than a Chinese Lehman. In fact, the total assets of Evergrande that are on the brink of bankruptcy outnumber the entire subprime bubble of the United States. The problem with Evergrande is that it is not an antidote, but a symptom of a model based on leveraged growth and seeking to inflate GDP at any cost with ghost cities, unused infrastructure, and wild construction. The indebtedness chain model of Evergrande is not uncommon in China. Many Chinese companies follow the running to stand still strategy of piling on ever-increasing debt to compensate for poor cash flow generation and weak margins. Okay, I mean, no, I don't know how much this author has confirmed a lot of this from multiple unbiased sources, shall we say, because, you know, some of this could be a bit of China bashing regarding how they are with their economy in an attempt to reflect more favorably on the deteriorating situation in the U.S. I mean, a lot of people don't even realize how much they have this influence of, you know, blaming China, if for nothing else, again, to make yourself look better by comparison. But this goes on. Many promoters get into massive debt to build a promotion that either is not sold or is left with many unsold units. Then e-finance that debt by adding more credit for new projects using unsaleable or already leveraged assets as collateral. Total liabilities of Evergrande account for more than double its official debt figure, more than 2 trillion yuan. Evergrande's financial hole is equivalent to almost a third of Russia's GDP. Its annual revenues do not reach 70 billion. And it is more than debatable whether these revenues are real, since a relevant part comes from payment commitments, whose collection is doubtful. Even if they were real, these revenues are not enough to adjust the bond maturities, which exceed $250 billion in the short term. Evergrande is much more dangerous than it seems. All the Keynesian solutions you are hearing these days have already been implemented. Massive liquidity injections, low interest rates, full implicit and explicit support from the Chinese government. Let's not forget that Evergrande was the largest issuer of commercial paper in China. $32 billion issued in 2020, 390% increase from 2015, according to Reuters. Evergrande represents less than 4% of the overall Chinese market, but its model has been used by many Chinese promoters. 10 biggest real estate developers account for 34% of the market, and aggressive leverage practices are widespread. The real estate sector is huge in China, this goes on to point out. Continues here, its direct and indirect weight, according to JP Morgan, is 25% of GDP, more than double the size of the real estate bubble in Japan or Spain. The sector has been growing with an indebted model at 15% per year in the last 3 years. Chinese government has introduced regulations to reduce the excess, but because it benefits from the increase in GDP and job creation, it has maintained a complacent position regarding the corporate debt model. And we'll get on to some other news, and we will take your calls, folks. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here solo today. And we were discussing a bit about the Evergrande real estate crisis, which has been occurring, and the likelihood of its overflow into other other countries, you know, internationally. Chinese real estate companies, according to JP Morgan, have reduced their indebtedness to 92% of total assets from a monster 140% in 2018, with a profit margin of 9 to 13%. But those figures still show a larger and more concerning problem than what headlines imply. Most Chinese real estate developers have total liabilities of 50% total assets, according to JP Morgan. The problem is that the value of those assets and the capacity to sell them is more than questionable. The implications of an Evergrande collapse are far greater than what investment banks tell us. The first risk is a domino effect in a very aggressive indebted sector. There is also a significant impact on all those banks exposed to China and emerging markets, where China has financed ruinous projects in recent years. And there is also impact on global growth in countries that export to China, because the slowdown was already more than evident. Additionally, we cannot ignore the impact on the solvency of the financial system, despite billions of dollars injected by the People's Bank of China. The problem with China is that the entire economy is a huge indebted model. It needs almost 10 units of debt to generate one unit of GDP, three times more than a decade ago. And all this catastrophe was already more than evident months ago. A total debt of 300% debt to GDP, according to the Institute of International Finance, China is not the strong economy swimming with cash, I guess they meant to put, than it was a couple decades ago. The market assumed that because it is China, the government was going to hide these risks. Even worse, the Evergrande collapse only shows a dangerous reality in several Chinese sectors: excessive indebtedness without real income or assets to support it. This episode comes at the worst possible time, after the government has launched a massive crackdown on large companies. International investors are already concerned about corporate governance and intervention in China. And now the fears of credit contagion make the risk even worse. Evergrande is not an anecdote. It is a symptom. So that's what one Daniel Lacalle had to say on the situation. Now, in other news, Pfizer CEO says normal life to come back within a year with annual vaccinations. Once you're taking these boosters for a year, you've had at least four shots in you. Okay, then life can come back to normal, but you better keep taking those shots, basically. I should remind everyone how many places are pushing back on this. We have Sweden, we have Denmark, Brazil, Norway, Belarus, Croatia. Then we have in the States, Texas, Florida, South Dakota. Done with the COVID restrictions, Croatia says we're no longer to be vaccinated. We will no longer be vaccinated. They're talking about DNA vaccines now in India. Purportedly, I assume this is true. I mean, it's coming from the Jerusalem Post, actually. We caught it in a tweet to one of their articles on it. India last month began boasting that it has created and its regulatory body approved the world's first DNA vaccine, ZYCoV-D. I guess you'll have to go to the Jerusalem Post for more details, right? So, I don't know, DNA rather than RNA. Both sound like they're going to affect your genetics. But as far as the differences, they'll be curious to read up on that when we have more info. Well, maybe that article has something more to check out. I didn't get a chance to go into it at the site. It looks like we have... All right, well, we have the break here, folks. We have a couple of callers on hold. We'll get to them as soon as we get back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. And I meant to mention earlier in the hour when I mentioned how we have so many healthcare workers fired in New York, you're not even going to get unemployment in most cases, even if you were fired rather than quit. And New York is actually using the National Guard to fill in for fired healthcare workers who refuse these shots. This is confirmed from the governor. Just complete insanity and clown world, folks. And, you know, more and more people and articles are saying the same thing, incidentally, about Evergrande affecting the greater international economic structure. The Chinese real estate is likely the largest asset class in the world. Price falls could be very impactful on the global economy, according to another economist. Now, we have some callers here. First, I want to bring on one of our co-hosts, William Repillum. Hello, William. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Richard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just fine. And I know you wanted to bring up some disturbing news about a friend of ours.
Yeah. Our good friend, Dave Kahari, is in the hospital right now in critical condition. He has been in there since Labor Day. He was diagnosed, they say, with COVID. But I believe it's pneumonia. And they gave him remdesivir and monoclonal antibody infusion. When I spoke to him Friday before last, I FaceTimed with him, and he was pretty weak, and he was having a lot of trouble, you know, getting good breath. And so he really wasn't able to talk very long, but please, you know, send your prayers. And really right now, it's really important. I just really hope that he pulls through. He was stable at that time, and I've been in touch with him pretty much every day until then, until one day I reached out to him and I didn't hear back. And his wife texted and said that he was in critical last night. So yeah, I just wanted to make that announcement. Everybody, please. And we need some help, I think, getting in touch with, because I heard from different doctors that remdesivir is actually, we all know that remdesivir is actually killing some people.
Yeah, there was a clip. There was
ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as a, you know, something that works.
Right. Yeah, there was an excellent clip of a doctor going over this. It was played by our
Dr. Brian Arbus.
Our host Steve Elkins at RBN. He's an RN nurse, and he played it both on his show Sunday night as well as while filling in for John Stadmiller last night. So, folks, you can go to either of those archives and have a listen. It's very revealing information on just how much this has had a bad track record in the past. This remdesivir, and Fauci knew about it. How many deaths it's caused? Never been approved by the FDA. You know, although it's been around for decades, but never approved. And yeah, again, it's had a horrible track record in recent years with deaths. Fauci fully knew this when he was recommending it exclusively all last year. It's out of nowhere. And it's amazing that no one ever looked up the history of these two examples he was citing. If they would have seen just how much harm and death it had caused in those, they would think Fauci was insane for stating that last year. Perhaps could have stopped a lot of people from actually using it. Perhaps it could have taken him out of the spotlight, you know, and it may have helped a lot. But it's really disturbing to hear. I mean, it sounded like he was getting better. You know, I mean, I knew of him being sick when I reached out. You know, a little after that, you spoke to him, like you say, and he seemed like he was getting better, but you said he sounded really weak. And then suddenly, after keeping in touch for a short time, this, like as of last night at least, out of ICU on a ventilator. It just, after remdesivir, it just doesn't sound good. Yeah, so everyone, please have your thoughts out there in Dave's corner, and hopefully this, you know, collectively we can help get him through this. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, in order to, there's an app that Dr. Brian Artis talked about called My Free Doctor. So go to myfreedoctor.com. And I guess if you install that app, which I'm not able to do, on your phone, you can get in touch with the lawyers, because he says that that there are lawyers that will call the hospital and lean on them to, and I don't know, pressure them or force them somehow legally, give them a treatment that works, like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Now, I don't know how feasible or possible that is, but, man, I've been trying to get a hold of his wife. I did get a hold of Thomas Goodrich, and he's going to try to get a hold of her, because he already knows. Thomas Goodrich, the author of Hellstorm and Summer 1945, those two books. That's Thomas Goodrich, just a side. That's how I met Dave. He came on to interview with us last year.
Right.
We had Thomas Goodrich on, and he brought Dave with him, and then we kind of became friends.
Yeah, so, yeah, me as well, yeah, at the same time there with that show. And I just had a note here from Julie in the control room. She's saying, he's been poisoned by remdesivir. Very sad. Do not go to a hospital. And, yeah, that clip Steve Elkins was playing, you know, our RN nurse, RBN host, that clip he played, a lot of good information in it again, and it did use the word poisoned when describing what remdesivir is doing to so many people. Basically, it's being misprescribed. And a lot of the problems at the hospitals are misdiagnoses to begin with as well, for that matter. Like fluid in the lungs being mistaken for pneumonia. Steve Elkins was talking a lot about that as a common one. But, we'll hope for the best for him, William. And, I hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, sir. All right, and let's go to Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, Richard. You know, something strange is going on here. Okay. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't believe in COVID-19 virus, okay? It's a psyops. It's a hoax. But we have all these kind of like pro-white, anti-New World Order, you know, people, and even this late getting sick, and even this you know, that lady up on the overpass up by O'Hare, who I mentioned before to you, and just seems like all these people that are speaking out against what's going on in this country and in the white world, they're coming down with something. Now, Jim Fexer, he obviously got, I never even called his show and asked him, but obviously he got sick through his wife. She was stupid enough to take this vaccine. That's how he got sick. Mm. Now, Dave Gahari, how is he getting so-called a COVID living in the panhandle of Florida? Yeah, I met the guy. He was up here for Art Jones' campaign in 2018. He was, I think, yeah, he was, it was a total flop, a U.S. Liberty, campaign event, and Art was pushing the Liberty, and the one guy that was, I don't want to waste our time, the one guy that wrote the book or something. Anyway, Gahari knows him, and he was on video cam and stuff, and there's only about 25 people there. But it was very strange that that guy would come down with this. Whatever this is, the Brighteon guy, I forgot his name, you know who I'm talking about?
From Natural News, Mike Adams?
Yeah, Natural News. He's claiming that the military is spraying pathogens, you know, around the country through drones, et cetera. But it's just strange. Like I said, I don't care how many people in our kind of like our sphere of influence here gets deadly sick, I'm still not going to buy into COVID. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah,
okay,
I agree. And I feel the same way. And Dave, he was publishing some of James Fetzer's books, Hellstorm. You know, the book and the film adaption as well. Then also The Greatest Story Never Told. He was publishing the new version of Dennis Wise's DVD set of that. So, very suspicious for these people like James.
Yeah, it is suspicious, but, you know, they're all spread out. They're all, and then the CIA guy that was on the bus tour. What's his name? I forgot. You know, Steele, the CIA guy. And then, like I said, this lady, he was no big deal, but this lady up at the overpass that I was grabbing her side of the overpass. And I mean, she was like a patriot, but, you know, she drops dead, even though she looked terrible when I seen her this year a couple times. I said, is this even the same person? So anyway, I want to just get on to something else. I made my point that Biden's coming to Chicago tomorrow. Were you aware of that?
Oh, no, I wasn't. What's the reason that we're graced with his presence?
I don't know. No, he's coming. They're not I mean, I got a whole new sign painted up for him, and they're not revealing the location. He's obviously somewhere up on the, you know, up around Homo Town or Wrigley Field or somewhere in this area. He's going to go to some business, you know, that's requiring a vaccine card, you know, to get in. And,
oh, come on. He doesn't want to go to, he doesn't want to go to the heart of the Black Ghetto in Englewood on the southeast side.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He's racist. So, yeah, but
I thought he loves the white genocide. You'd think he'd go in the heart of the, you know, the most hood region.
Anyway, man, I want to go out there. I made a whole new sign. You know, it got a lot of accolades yesterday out on the rush hour, you know, road. Then no one goes to my website. I was stunned. Less than 100 hits. I mean, my site's dying out, and I had cops honking the horn and everything. It has to do with vaccine mandates. It says, what does it say? Forced vax mandates equal forced suicide. COVID-19 vaccines kill, you know, www.vaccinehoax.com. Anyway, did you hear about that lady, you know, the governor of New York? In her speech yesterday?
I didn't hear the speech, but I'm just seeing some of the rules that are going to be in place. Why? What are the highlights?
Well, no, she was doing mega church mental illness, and that's going to be a section under Judeo-Christian hoax on a site, mega church mental illness. She's in some mega church saying that, you know, this vaccine is God answering our prayers, and that this vaccine is from God, and just all this BS garbage. I mean, she's some Catholic piece of filth. I'm sorry, you know, with that
the
church with the pedophilia.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's a mega church mental illness. And this is the type of people that we have in political office, man. And this is why we're getting what we're getting, because, you know, these Jew-loving, Israel-loving Christian freaks, they cannot stand up to the Jew, and they can't stand up to evil. They're incapable of it, okay? They just don't have it. I mean, unless, you know, a lot of them are just a bunch of frauds. I mean, they're just evil, no-good, satanic bastard traitors, you know what they're saying? But some of them actually believe in this crap, you know. But, well, the god it's from is Lucifer. Lucifer Moloch, that's, you know, Ein Sof on the top of the tree of life. That's the god the vaccine is from. But and then what comes out, and I'm trying to post it on vaccinehoax.com. I'm having computer memory problems. But on Alex Jones, okay, you can find it on BitChute. Thousands dead in New York City. I'll get it up under Don't Take His section. But they got a hold of, believe it or not, Owen swear or whatever. I'll get to the point and then get off the call. They got some New York Medicare numbers since, and it's all over social media, since first of the year, healthy people that took the vaccine, 6,600 dead in New York State.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
just dead. You got all the other sicknesses. You got it, people. You got to check this thing out. You know, so this bitch, this kook, is, you know, whatever she is. I mean, she could be a holy joke Catholic for real, you know, sincere, or she's just, you know, she's a 666 NWO watch out Jew, you know, traitor to us all, you know, and she's up there saying the vaccine comes from God, came from God, it answered our prayers, take the vaccine. And you mean to tell me she doesn't know them numbers in her state? The New York, it was either New York State or just New York City Medicare numbers. It's mm-hmm. right there. I don't know if they're accurate. You can see, people can check it out. Check it out on BitChute. It's there. It's under banned video or whatever, and they did a thing on it. So it's just mind-boggling. You know, the same day that this comes out, she's out there. You know, so this is just, assuming the numbers are accurate, this is just proof that there's just tons of people, hundreds, tens of thousands of people dropped out on this garbage, you know. So I'm going out there trying to wake some of these people up. I mean, I'm doing it more for myself just because, you know, I just hate this Rothschild Jew, their agenda so much that, you know, even if these people just ignore me, I just feel, you know, I'm just comforting myself that I'm out there just trying to oppose these people, to throw a wrench in their, you know, a monkey wrench in their anti-white plan. And I don't know why more people are doing it. And there was a major protest in New York City yesterday. Did you catch wind of that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple thousand of leftist self-hating white scum and BLM, they're out there. I mean, it looked like a couple thousand people. They'll never get that in Chicago with these people up on the, you know, up on the near north side where Lightfoot lives. I forgot that neighborhood, Logan Square and Lincoln Park and Lakeview and that whole, you know, self-hating homosexual yuppie white freak show up there. They'll never go out and protest like these guys in New York City, even though they're coming from the same, you know, they're coming from the same group. So you got to give the scum credit. They're out there by a couple thousand. It is heating up, and I'll just let it go. I hope Dave Gahari is okay. I didn't meet the guy a few years ago, but I'm just suspicious about this whole thing, how just key people, you know what I'm saying, and our sphere of influence are getting this thing, and it's all happening. Boom, 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 boom. Like, so it's very strange, very strange. All right, I'll let you go, man. Thanks for the call, Richard. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back after the final break.
Wash it away.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Thank you.
segment here, folks, beyond the official narrative for public broadcasting. Another point Julie was making in the control room regarding the use of remdesivir as a strategy. They needed a high death count. That's how they got it. Needed to create fear. We had a call from Pat in Texas. Unfortunately, we lost her signal, or she had a go. Call dropped before I grabbed the call, but she wanted to basically stress some of what actually was mentioned in the clip Steve Elkins played, again, on his show Sunday night, and again on John Stadmiller's show last night, the National Intel Report, or Off the Beaten Path. You can listen to either of those in the archive. It's important that you folks listen to this. And William, Mr. Repillum, if you're listening, please listen to that and pass it on to Dave's wife. Basically, people who've been poisoned by remdesivir, it points out, you want to give them what they call Lasix. It almost sounds like the laser eye surgery or something. You know, Lasix is the way they pronounced it. So as far as more instruction, I mean, at the very least, you can check out that video. And, I'll try to message you about that as well. And, for people who've been poisoned by this remdesivir, basically before it's too late, you know, that's the best strategy that's been proven to save some of these individuals. Hope Dave will recover. And as Tony says, it is very suspicious, the kind of people that we're hearing about. But, who's to say just how many different agendas could be at play here? Many people benefit. It gets more on board with all of this. Overlapping agendas. Couple bits of other news. Facebook, I guess they're Zuckerberg's dreams of virtual Epstein Island via Instagram Kids is shattered. He wanted Instagram Kids, which would be for children under the age of 13. And after an intense backlash, they're going to scrap that. An interesting, regarding the container ships, this article here, these cargo backlogs, record amounts of backed up cargo at ports in L.A. and Long Beach. And nonetheless, they still aren't operating around the clock. And they're saying that this actually is commonplace in other parts of the world, places like Asia and Europe. They've been operating around the clock for years. But with so much backed up, they're actually closed at night and on Sundays. Not work at all on Sundays. It's, I don't know, it's that Californian attitude. I suppose, you know, if you're woke, it's kind of a lot to ask of you. Work at night or on a Sunday. But, we have to stop succumbing, and we must live in our societies outside the system, folks. That's really the only answer. Try to get some more updates on Mr. Ghari. Again, if anyone has any more information, maybe you could reach out to he and his. All right, folks, well, please support RBN. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.